Ballot question 1. City of Boulder City. Should data center facilities be an approved land use within the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area, outside of the multi-species habitat conservation easement? Yes. No. Explanation and digest. Section 144. 1. Of the Boulder City Charter limits land uses in the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area, which is the area consisting of over 100,000 acres southwest of the original Boulder City townsite depicted below that was purchased by Boulder City in 1995. Over 86,000 acres of the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area is encumbered by a multi-species habitat conservation easement and is not available for development. See map of El Dorado Valley Transfer Area attached here too as Exhibit A. Section 144, 1, of the Boulder City Charter reads as follows. The land acquired by the city pursuant to an agreement entered into on July 9, 1995 between the Colorado River Commission, as an agency of the state of Nevada, and the city, will be used only for and limited to public recreational uses, solar energy facilities, a desert tortoise preserve, utility lines, easements, roads, rights of way, communication towers, antennas and similar governmental uses and for existing lease and lease options. Subsection 2 of Section 144 provides that any other land uses in the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area must be approved by the registered voters of the city. In 2007, the voters approved geothermal and geothermic energy exploration, research, development and production as permitted uses within the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area. In 2022, the voters also approved of clean energy technologies, such as battery energy storage, carbon capture, and clean hydrogen, in addition to the two natural gas generation facilities that exist or that were proposed, pursuant to existing leases. The City of Boulder City currently leases land in the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area to solar energy generation and battery storage facilities, as well as one operating natural gas facility. These contracts bring in millions of dollars annually in city revenue, allowing the city to support government functions and keep property taxes low. Data centers are industrial buildings that house a network of computers, servers, and IT infrastructure to help power the digital economy. Data center technology is evolving every day, and modern technologies are integrating renewable energy sources and using water-efficient technologies such as waterless cooling or cooling with reclaimed or recycled water instead of potable supplies. Voter input is needed to determine whether these data center facilities should be allowed as an approved land use within the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area moving forward. Land values for data center facilities are much higher than other currently authorized uses in the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area, and revenue received from such leases could be used to support government functions including public safety and could help keep taxes low. If approved, the City Council would only be authorized to potentially enter into leases, allowing data center facilities. Voter approval of the use would not require the City Council to authorize a data center in the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area. Uses of land outside of the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area in Boulder City are not limited by the city charter, and whether a data center could be authorized within Boulder City limits outside of the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area would not be impacted by this question. This measure does not propose to add to, change or repeal existing law, and will not increase taxes or fees. A yes vote would allow data center facilities to be an approved land use within the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area outside of the multi-species habitat conservation easement. A no vote would mean that no data center facilities would be approved within the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area outside of the multi-species habitat conservation easement. Argument for passage. Fact. This ballot question only gives us, the citizens of Boulder City, much-needed additional financial options. It does not automatically approve any project. Approving the measure simply adds data centers as a permitted use on a portion of city-owned land. All future data center proposals will still require full review and approval through Boulder City's standard land use and leasing process. Fact. Boulder City currently relies heavily on revenue from solar leases across thousands of acres in the El Dorado Valley. Many of these subsidized land leases are approaching expiration, and the city's first major solar plant in the area is already being decommissioned. We can't assume solar revenue is forever. Fact: Boulder City cannot stop data center development on adjacent lands. A large data center is already proposed in the El Dorado Valley on Henderson land, and another is planned on Bureau of Land Management, BLM, land in the same area. There is a strong likelihood that multiple data centers will be built along Boulder City's borders regardless of local decisions. Fact: data centers offer significantly higher revenue potential. The city could charge a minimum of 10 times more rent per acre for data center leases compared to current solar developments. Fact: water usage would be minimal. The proposed data centers would use a fully air-cooled closed-loop cooling system. This requires a one-time fill of approximately 300,000 gallons of water, only one-third of 1 day of Boulder City's wastewater. Ongoing water consumption for cooling would be negligible. In fact, design engineers develop facilities based on the availability and constraints of utility water and power for each project, including those located in the El Dorado Valley. Fact: distance minimizes impacts. Future data centers in the El Dorado Valley would be located miles from the nearest residences, unlike data center alley developments in other areas. Heat and noise impacts on homes are expected to be imperceptible. In summary, multiple data centers could be built in the El Dorado Valley. The real question is whether Boulder City would capture significant financial benefits from its largest asset, vast areas of unused vacant land, or simply watch Henderson and BLM reap the rewards instead. Meanwhile, the unavoidable question for every Boulder City resident: when solar revenue goes down, which of our valued amenities and services are you willing to give up? Submitted by Ballot Question Committee as provided for in NRS 295.217, REBUTALL to argument for passage. The argument for Ballot Question 1 relies on claims that don't hold up under closer inspection. Supporters say projects will go through full review, but Boulder City has never rejected an energy project lease. This raises doubts about whether strict oversight or real safeguards would be upheld, and negotiations would be in the hands of City Council. Data centers carry serious long-term risks. The electrical demand could strain regional infrastructure. They may also impact scarce shared water resources, even with promises to reuse water. Additionally, these projects could add to cumulative habitat disruption for desert tortoises and impact the community through increased noise, traffic, and changes to the landscape. Supporters ask voters to trust that impacts will be limited and that the city will earn revenue, but there are no guarantees. Besides, our town has always done things differently than neighboring communities, rejecting casinos, adult entertainment, and dispensaries, all of which could generate tax revenue. Just because Henderson and Las Vegas might welcome data centers doesn't mean we have to, too. Boulder City should focus on sustainable options like solar energy, tourism, and conservation instead of rushing into large industrial development. Vote no to help protect the community's character and desert environment. Submitted by Ballot Question Committee as provided for in NRS 295.217, argument against passage. We urge you to vote no on ballot question number 1, which would allow data centers within the El Dorado Valley Transfer Area, EVTA. Since this ballot measure was approved to be placed on the ballot by the City Council in February, Boulder City residents have overwhelmingly united against building data centers within city limits. Key concerns include heavy water and power demands, pressure on infrastructure, and environmental impacts such as noise, air, and light pollution. Other areas outside the EVTA could still be leased for data centers if needed. Current approved uses within the EVTA include solar and natural gas electrical generation and battery storage systems, which help meet growing regional power needs and provide lease revenue that helps keep Boulder City property taxes among the lowest in Nevada. Impacts associated with these approved uses are well understood and mitigated. Data centers would introduce significant new burdens on local resources and infrastructure. Resource consumption. Cooling systems purported to conserve water require additional electricity, and all data centers require major input of these two critical and limited resources. Most of the water used by data centers is not consumed by cooling systems, but from electricity generation required for their operations. The entire county could be impacted by inflated utility pricing as the electrical marketplace and Southern Nevada Water Authority strain to support these massive, resource-hungry facilities. The price of critical infrastructure upgrades, including new electrical transmission lines and improved wastewater treatment systems, is unaccounted for in impact studies, and costs could be passed directly to consumers through rate increases. Environmental impacts. Data centers often rely on backup diesel generators during outages and peak demand. Generator banks contribute to local air pollution, increasing concentrations of nitrogen oxides linked to respiratory and other health harms. They also generate large amounts of electronic waste from short-lived equipment containing hazardous metals such as lead, cadmium, and mercury. Foolish economics. After construction, data centers would offer few permanent jobs and limited ongoing economic benefit, without requirements to hire local contractors. Much of the construction spending could leave the state. Any modest increases in lease revenue would be outweighed by long-term impacts to shared land, water, and infrastructure. Boulder City residents can still stop this expansion onto our public lands. Vote no and tell the City Council that data centers have no place in Boulder City. Submitted by Ballot Question Committee as provided for in NRS 295.217. Rebuttal to argument against passage. Keep local control, maximize benefits. Voting yes doesn't force data center development, it preserves Boulder City control. City Council can impose strict conditions. Water caps, noise limits, revenue sharing, local hiring, more. Dubious, overwhelming opposition overlooks residents supporting smart, regulated public land use for maximum community benefit. Modern designs integrate solar, natural gas, and battery storage for grid reliability, using air-cooled or reclaimed water systems, not city water. Developers can fund all infrastructure upgrades. Environmental impacts are managed through enforceable standards on noise, lighting, emissions. Backup generators become lower use with battery storage advances. Compared to 7,000-plus trucks on I-11 daily, facilities won't be seen or heard. Leases could generate substantial long-term revenue, easing budget pressures and inflation without raising taxes or cutting important amenities. Perhaps reduced cost electricity also. Smart path forward. Technology is advancing rapidly. Data centers are becoming smaller, more efficient. Approval strengthens Boulder City negotiations when the right proposals arrive, while keeping every step transparent with full community input. We deserve better than fear-based opposition. Voting yes retains local control, captures real benefits, supports regional power needs with low-impact tech, positioning our community as forward-thinking leaders. Submitted by Ballot Question Committee as provided for in NRS 295.217. Fiscal impact. Proceeds from any leases entered into as approved by this question will be apportioned in the ratio of 20% to current operational expenses of the city, 20% to the Capital Improvement Fund, and 60% divided between the Capital Improvement Fund and current operational expenses as may be determined by the Council as required by Section 142.3 of the City Charter. Any expense related to this question will not require the levy or imposition of a new tax or fee or increase of an existing tax or fee.